sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Welcome back to Building the Mockin' Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Vicki Steiner, Executive Director for the Western Dakota Energy Association.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
What are you hearing from the number of different counties that you guys represent?
Well, this is Vicki, and we had a resolution that passed at the annual meeting, and it was about assessing, it's a centrally assessed facility like a rail yard in a county. The example is that in Mount Trail County, they have a rail loading facility, and they disagreed with the tax assessment as put forward by the State Board of Tax Equalization. And they found that as a county, they could not take that disagreement to the North Dakota Supreme Court. So through Vision West and ND, through the Western Dakota Energy Association, our oil and gas counties, and through the North Dakota Association of Counties, that resolution is making its way to the legislative session because the Mount Trail County wanted to see if the Supreme Court agreed with the tax assessment of the state board. And part of the problem is that, you know, all these counties are hiring industrial assessors to come up with a number, and they felt that the State Board of Tax Equalization didn't have as much expertise on how much that facility was valued at, and they felt that there were tax dollars that were not being gathered properly for their county. So, you know, that was one of their concerns. We have Trudy Ruland from Mount Trail County Commission on our executive committee, and she brought that forward. And so there's three different groups that have vetted it and are interested in seeing if legislators would take a look at it. So that's something that came out of our annual meeting discussion. Also, the Association of Counties, North Dakota Association of Counties, took it up at their annual meeting in October as well. So those are the kinds of things county commissioners want to make sure they get right. The tax assessments are fair and that their taxpayers are not impacted by a decision that could be made in error, possibly.
I know a number of counties have made investments. I talked to Crosby, and they invested in, I think, their pool and some downtown streets. You know, there's been a number of, you mentioned Newtown has the bypass. That's from a state. But a number of these cities, these towns, have invested in their infrastructure, whether it be from the surge money that came in or just that they needed to do something. And then there were some communities that kind of weren't sure about it. I remember Dennis Johnson a couple of years ago at the oil and gas producing meeting, annual meeting, was talking about how Dickinson went from debt-free to $100 million in debt really quick. And so he was just kind of warning people about that. Are you hearing anything from your oil and gas producing counties that are either a little bit nervous about oil prices due to some city investments or that just has some nerves about that type of thing?
I haven't yet. I think what they're nervous about is if the formula might be changed and the revenue stream would be cut. But there aren't any proposals that I'm aware of yet that would do that, although people talk. But I would like to see that we hold that formula as it is, because we haven't even had a chance to see if it's going to work. The oil prices that fell, the buckets on the Strategic Infrastructure and Investment Fund didn't fill. So we haven't actually had a chance to see some of the new formula changes play out yet for both the state and the counties, western counties. So my hope is that we make sure that we take care of the hub cities. They're going to have a certain level of expectation on debt repayment. But once we get that revenue stream secured, everybody will be sitting in good shape. We might have to tweak a few things in the formula, but basically I'd like to see the formula stay as it is. We'll see how that discussion goes once we get into the session on January 3rd. And also, Jason, this is Vicki, I wanted to let people know, if they're from a non-oil county, that actually the money was sent statewide. There's oil money that feeds the Water Resources Trust Fund, and through water projects and also transportation projects, there was both oil county and non-oil county money that went out, and virtually every corner of the state was touched with oil money. So sometimes it's not labeled that way because it comes either through DOT or some other fund, but the source was the oil and gas industry.
That's a good observation. In fact, I would even go a little further to say that many different areas through the state government and taxes and even just the economic ripple is due to oil and gas. I was out there. I saw it with my own eyes, the amount of capitalism and just the sheer economic development that happens because of oil and gas. And it is nice to have this surge kind of as a bridge or as an opportunity to do some construction projects so that, you know, because the rig count did fall pretty fast from 100 down to whatever it is, 30, 25, whatever we have. That part was really important, too, is that it was to keep that kind of activity going out there. And, you know, where are you hearing the hotspots are? I'm hearing it's like Watford City and just kind of right around that area. We got just a few minutes left with Vicki Steiner with the Western Dakota Energy Alliance. So we'll kind of go with some closing thoughts if you guys want to mention where some of the activities are. And then whatever direction you guys want to go with the conversation from there, I like to give guests the last word so it's not framed by me. And that way they can make sure that they get out over the airwaves and in print, whatever it is that they'd like to people to remember. So go ahead, guys.
Well, this is Vicki, and absolutely the activity is near Watford City. You can feel it when you're in that area. Also Williston. Williston has a lot of service companies. And I live in Dickinson, and I'm actually kind of surprised that the motel parking lots have a lot of white pickups, and generally the oil and gas industry is driving white pickups. The motel parking lots are not empty like they were when I lived in Dickinson in the early 80s when they said it was an oil bust in 81 and 82. And we have people leaving Dickinson every day to go out and work. And many are going out on production duties, but we have still a lot of activity. Now, Lynn Helms at our meeting said Dunn County is actually the shining star right now, and they have a lot of gas infrastructure activity. So Dunn County got the star at the annual meeting, and but you'll see, if you drive to Watford City, you'll see a lot of activity as well. The one thing I did want to mention was that in our resolution about the industrial tax valuation resolution, I just wanted to explain it a little bit further, and it has to do with updating the rules regarding real and personal property to improve training opportunities for local county tax officials and seek an appeals process for counties to the State Board of Equalization. As I said, Montreal County had the decision from the State Board and they were unable to appeal to the Supreme Court. So that is the end of the resolution that was passed by the membership at the annual meeting of the Western Dakota Energy Association.
To listen to the full-length interview with Vicki Steiner, Executive Director for the Western Dakotas Energy Association, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Let's walk on, baby. We can build a snowman and pretend he's bad Leroy Brown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, the baddest snowman in the whole damn town. Yeah.
This week's Christmas music is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on the totally blind singer-songwriter Blind Joe, who was featured on NBC's hit show The Voice as part of Team Blake, or to purchase an acoustic country Christmas, visit his website, blindjoe.bandcamp.com. That's blindjoe.bandcamp.com.
In a winter wonderland.
let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. But more importantly, the Davis Refinery is going to provide jobs, hiring locals first, as well as those who have served our military. After construction, the Davis Refinery is going to employ 200 permanent jobs in Belfield, North Dakota. Studies show that those 200 permanent jobs will have a social impact and a ripple for 2,500 jobs. That's the Davis Refinery and the Meridian Energy Group, powering a working North Dakota. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.